So this particular foil here is a very relaxing foil, in that I don't think you need to worry about it too much. It just notes that that the script tag actually supports arbitrary languages, and the only languages it supports at the moment are JavaScript 1.1 and JavaScript 1.0. Operationally, JavaScript 1.1 is what came with Netscape version 3, and JavaScript 1.0 is what came with Netscape 2.0. And if you really insisted, and you wish to support the people who insist on using Netscape 2.0, Netscape has some points out how you could write it in such a way as you could do JavaScript for 1.1 and JavaScript 1.0, and by using the language tag, make certain the browser chose the right version. I guess this only makes sense when I also note that JavaScript 1.1 has a bunch of capabilities which are not in JavaScript 1.0. So as far as this class is concerned, I'm going to assume JavaScript 1.1, because not only does it have more functionality, it's got a lot of bugs corrected. So I do not believe any rational person would ever want to use JavaScript 1.0, because it was incomplete and had subtle bugs which made it relatively difficult to use. And like most Netscape products, JavaScript 1.1 still has bugs, but not nearly as many as JavaScript 1.0. So I don't think this is terribly important. We use this particular file to illustrate yet another function. I mentioned the reload command. There's also a replace command. Replace command just takes the current page and replaces it with a particular URL. And like many of these methods and so-called properties in JavaScript, you have to actually think rather carefully where to put them. In this case here, it's attached to the so-called location object. It could also be attached to the window object. Location is the object attached to a window that holds all the information about the location where that window came from, like the URL,